I'm Roberta Bivens. Today, I'm going to do my first ever podcast about how to do a podcast. Fortunately, I have a more experienced colleague, Dr. Gareth Millward, who's here to help me. I'm a novice podcaster, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money in order to learn. I didn't like podcasting, so I downloaded Audacity. This is a piece of free software that's been developed by volunteers, and if you download it from their own site, you won't have to pay a penny. When you start to download Audacity, the first thing you need to do is choose your operating system. On the download page for your operating system, you're going to see that there's a section called Plugins and Libraries. You need to make sure you download and follow the instructions to use the FFmpeg Import-Export Library. Since I also use a Mac, I'm going to also have to download a piece of software called the LAME. You don't need this on Windows. And I have a feeling the developers are making some kind of joke, because to me that spells lame. Nevertheless, if you use a Mac, make sure you download it. There's lots of material online to help you work with this new software once you've downloaded it. There's a wiki in particular that the people who made Audacity have developed to help you use it, and I've been finding that quite useful. If you put in podcasting with Audacity, you will get plenty of help and plenty of guidelines. If reading the directions is not your favorite thing, in fact, Audacity is simple enough to start using. You can open up a window and you'll see on your screen ahead of you an area that is your first track. Above the track, you'll find some buttons. They are pause, play, stop, and of course the big red button that means record. Press that and you can get started. If, like me, you spend most of your first recording hating every word that you're saying or inserting or breathing heavily, you can always delete that. So you press stop, and then you select just as if you were selecting words to cut in your word processing program. Once you've selected the part you don't like, you can just press delete, and it's gone. A lot of advice for novice podcasters online suggests that you need a microphone to get started. I wasn't sure I would like podcasting enough to buy a microphone, so I thought I'd make do with what I had, the Voice Memo app on my smartphone. And that's what I'm using to record this sound here. One of the nice things about Audacity is that you can import tracks from other devices. So that's the next thing I'm going to try. Happy news, everyone. It turns out that it's pretty easy to do this. All I did was click down the file menu and press import. Once I had the tracks that I wanted to import in my Google Drive, it was easy for me to find them on the computer, select them, and they immediately appeared in the window. Okay, immediately appearing in the window was not so great. So what I've done as a hack, until I learn how to use the program properly, is open up a new window. And into that window, I've imported my tracks. This way I can listen to the tracks that I recorded on my smartphone, select the portions that I want to incorporate, and then I can paste them back into my main track, just as if I were doing word selections in a word processing program. So you select, you copy using whatever keystrokes you're familiar with, and you paste, doing exactly the same thing. Pretty easy. And now I'm going to do another really important thing. I'm going to reach up to my file menu again, and I'm going to save my project. When you do that saving of the project, you're saving all of your raw tracks with all of their information. This is important. It's also important to remember that there's a distinction between saving the project and actually producing something that you'll be using at the end as your podcast. So this is for saving the raw data. When we're close to the end of the program, I'll talk you through the process of saving it as a file, like an MP3, that you can then put out into the world for people to listen to. Now, as you've been listening, you will have been hearing my voice go up and down, the volume changing. Every little clip that I've pasted in sounds differently than the ones that I'm recording right here on the computer, direct into Audacity. So one of the things to do to be kind to your listeners is to try and equalize all of that so that it's a slightly smoother listen. Audacity has tools both to do that kind of equalizing and to get rid of background noise. And at the end of this track, I will try and use both of those tools to equalize the sound quality from here on out. Hopefully, the rest of this track is going to be much smoother in amplitude and it's going to be easier for you to listen to. While we're waiting to find out, I thought I'd try and do another thing that I hear sophisticated podcasters do all the time, and that's including music. Let's talk about the mechanics first, then we'll talk a little bit about the legal complications and the ethics of sampling. So once again, because I don't really know what I'm doing, I've opened up a new window, and I've asked that new window, going up again to the File menu, to simply import part of a track that I have stored on iTunes. This went pretty well. I'm now going to paste it in just the same way that I did with the snippets from my iPhone. So I've selected a portion of my tune, a very small portion, and I'm going to paste it in now. Hey, that worked pretty well, and it sure sounded better than me. Okay, another thing that we might want to do is to be able to clip sounds from other sources on the internet, or even from the radio or television. Now remember, there are still ethical and legal concerns about all of this. We'll talk about them at the end. So as an experiment in how to do this, I've gone to the British Library's Sound Archives, and I've opened up there the Listening Project files. What I did, since I couldn't find a way to download them directly, was I used my mobile phone to record one of them as it played on my computer. Then I exported that recording to my computer, imported it into a new Audacity window, and now I'm going to paste that file into this so you can hear how it sounds.
My name is Mrs. Ashma Sabat. I'm at the radio station BBC in Leicester, and today is 12th of October, Saturday.
So it's a bit quiet and a bit tinny. It's not ideal. However, it may be better than nothing, especially if you really need to hear a particular historical voice. So let's talk a little bit about those legal and ethical questions about sampling, whether it's sampling from an oral history interview like I've just done, or sampling music the way we did earlier. As the British Library says on its website, their recordings were made in order to safeguard material and make them available for knowledge, for the future, and for people's own study purposes and research. The job as researchers is to use them sensitively and appropriately, not to alter them, not to use them in derogatory fashions, and to be very careful to preserve the rights and the respect that we have for the people who originally made those recordings. Since we won't be using them commercially, but rather for our research, I think we're safe to use them, provided, of course, we cite them properly and make sure that you include references to the original material and the original speakers in your bibliographies. Sampling commercial music is a much more dangerous proposition, and I would advocate not doing it unless you absolutely must. If you do need to sample commercial music, make sure that you are sampling only very small proportions of it, that you're using it for an explicitly editorial purpose, and that you don't circulate your podcasts in other ways beyond what we're doing for this class. A final point to make about all of this is what to do if you're making your own interviews. And the crucial thing here, ethically and for the purposes of our module, is that you seek appropriate consent, making sure that the person whom you're recording knows that you are recording, knows what you're going to use the recording for, and agrees that it can be made public or that it can be used privately only for the purposes of this class. Well, I don't know about you, but I've done now about 9 minutes worth of recording, and I'm exhausted. It's taken me several hours from starting to use Audacity to actually finishing this recording for you. So I think it's time for us to think of it as the end and for me to talk you through those last few steps that you need to do in order to have a finished project. Let's first go up to the File menu and save. Okay, now we're going to work on noise reduction. This seems to be a little bit complicated. I've tried it twice. First, you need to select those minutes of silence that you recorded earlier. Then you need to go up to the effect and select noise reduction. Choose your piece of silence as your sample, and it's going to then ask you to choose a piece that's noisy. Once you've done that, it has the information it needs. Then select your whole file and tell it to apply. This should get rid of the sort of random background white noise that can affect your recordings. Now we're on the final edit. Make sure you've saved your project. Then you're going to want to select the entire track. You're going to go back up to the effects menu and you're going to select compressor. Leave it in its default settings unless you're a real soundhead and know how to use this thing. Click OK and it's going to try and smooth out all of your tracks. If you go back to the part where I did this, hopefully you'll be able to hear a difference. Finally, we're on the last step. We're on the step of exporting it as an MP3 file to wherever it is on your computer you keep MP3 files. Although slightly scary, this is not so hard. First, you need to pull down your file menu from up at the top. You're going to select Export, and it's going to crop up with a window asking you in what format you want to export it. I've chosen MP3. It'll also ask you where you want to export it to. I'm sending it to my Documents folder. Once you press Export, a new window will come up asking you for all of the information you want to attach to this file. Its title, who created it, when it was created, and some other things. It's well worth doing this in case you decide you like podcasting. These metadata will help you find it and use it again. Nearly there. Now, just press OK, and after a little bit of work, it will come up into your documents file, ready for you to use. I hope your experience was relatively painless, and good luck with your project.